Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Jordan Hill to talk Valley Falls girls basketball. The Lady Dragons will play one final regular season game against Burlingame, one that they've got added in, 4-14, and a couple games here in the last time since we talked. I guess you went about 10 days without playing a game, Coach, from the 12th to the 22nd, but you fall to Pleasant Ridge on Monday night by 2 and then lose to McLeod last night 39-31. And even though it was a loss, I'm sure the Pleasant Ridge game much better, one that you'd prefer to talk about, because 48 points is quite a bit. You probably wished you could have scored closer in the 40s and probably beat McLeod on Tuesday if that would have been the case, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I thought Monday we came out, we were ready to go. Our intensity and our focus was just where it needed to be. And you know, that's something that the focus part especially was something that we haven't been seeing recently, not since, you know, middle of January. And so it was good to see us step back into that. And you know, we really thought we were taking a step ahead Monday night. Came out with a loss, but 48 was our season high. Point-wise, and so, you know, had a good feeling coming into Tuesday night's game, and then we just, I don't know if it was a letdown from the night before, but honestly, McLeod just showed up to play more so than we did.
And even in that game, I mean, you led at the end of the first quarter. You still had a lead at halftime, but second half, was it just the inability, which has happened at times, it seems like, finding the consistencies on the offensive end? Was it just the inability to make enough shots there in the second half last night?
Yeah, that was definitely part of it. We didn't make a shot in the fourth quarter. It was only free throws. You know, we, for the game, our percentage was like 19. It just, we really struggled offensively. We were never in a rhythm of things. And then on the defensive end, we started off strong and, we got some quick steals right off the bat, converted them to easy layups, and then just kind of found ourselves in a rut that we just couldn't get out of.
Mentioned the one final non-league regular season game against Burlingame, so you added this one in to get to 19. It obviously won't affect any league or sub-state or anything like that. So what do you kind of hope to get out of and the way that you approach this game against Burlingame on Thursday before sub-state?
Yeah, I think Thursday night's game is just, it's just a game to play. I mean, you know, you don't get a lot of those opportunities. Most of the time a game counts for something. And really, in the end, this game really doesn't count for anything. Obviously, it goes on to our record, but really, it's just a game to get out and to play and to see if we can find our rhythm again, especially going into a tough sub-state here next week.
Yeah, you'll go and play Washington County in the first round of that sub-state next Tuesday, a little bit earlier start time of 6 p.m., and the Twin Valley League schools are always tough, but is this a team that you think you can kind of get turned around or get a repeat performance of maybe what you saw some of against Pleasant Ridge, that even though they are very, very young, can kind of find a new level or gear next week and try to make a run?
Yeah, we're definitely young, but I know we have it in us. I've seen us play up to our potential, and I think there's more potential in them than they even realize. And so really just trying to pull it out of them for the final few practices and games to end the season here, and we'll just go after it just like we always do, 110%.
You bet. Well, best of luck finishing out the regular season this week and sub-state next week, Coach. Thanks for your time each week joining us on the radio.
Thanks, Justin.
Jordan Hale, head coach of the Valley Falls girls. We'll talk Dragon boys basketball. Stay tuned.